Blog Talk Radio.
Your trouble ain't over. Your trouble has just begun. You're walking in shadows. Your heart is on the run. You may know who I am, but you don't know what's mine. Call me the devil. Call me by another name. You're looking for redemption, but you call me just the same. I know all your dirty secrets. I can't cause your greatest shame. Thank you.
Well, good evening. This is Crazy Nation Radio, and this is your retarded host, Ron Reck, and welcome to the show tonight, folks. Check this out. I'm starting to shot kind of slow tonight, but we're going to be talking about courts and the court system, how they actually work. You're going to love it because I talk crazy shit about crazy shit people do. But anyway, right now, I'm not sick, but I'm not well either, so I'll be right back with you.
Forget blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the debt. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the they always say that they won't, but I know that they front, cause they plan what they want, but they don't wanna make it seem easy. We keep on saying what we won't do, but you know they probably gon' do what you've been fearing deep inside. Now it's what you drinking, don't let it sink in. Shit that you eating, thinking we can see what we could be if they press fast forward. Just one step to the new world order. Economy is fucked up, this is what they want. What they don't even care now, they were well aware how stupid we were when they busted in. Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the debt. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack.
Hey.
Blame it on Cheney.
Hey.
Blame it on the people.
Hey.
Who blew up the levee.
Hey.
Blame it on the see, they control the TV. And now I know that they tricked me. They just lying to me, and they keep staring me right in my eyes. No telling what I'm gonna do. World, I would rather show you what you've been missing. Cause the lies done 11 was an inside job. It's what you drinking, don't let it sink in. Shit that you eating, thinking we can see what we could be if they press fast forward. Just one step to the new world order. Economy is fucked up, this is what they want. What they don't even care now, they were well aware how stupid we were when they busted in. Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the debt. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack.
Hey.
Blame it on Cheney.
Hey.
Blame it on the people.
Hey.
Who blew up the levee.
Hey.
Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Who's saying, I know what I good, just by a look. Keep on taking shots and never read a book. Just listen. Just watch and listen. I work for the NWO. People didn't you know it's going down. We gon' beat the world like judo. You know what I mean. So you get drunk and pretend it's a dream. So I made up a lie. Now I start world wars and they're all by my side.
All by my side.
All by my side.
All by my side.
We wanna take all your lies. The deficit got bigger. You already knew what to figure. Had them looking at the president like, oh, that nigga. Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the dead. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levee. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the. To the elitists popping bottles with our blood inside a cup, screaming money ain't a thing, cause they make it all up. Just die, I hope you die. To my revolutionaries who can see the truth is scary, but we'll fight until you're buried in the cemetery. Hold your head high, just hold your head high. You can blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the dead. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levee. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the.
In creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
Yeah.
Let me preface whatever's going to happen in the future with the fact I'm not your typical cat rapping to shoot you. Anything given certificate is under ownership. Once you know the true predicament, you got a bone to pick. Citizens had to be pledged as collateral chattel before the monarch could start the international battle. They tricked your parents into a human monopoly. That's why they registered you as biological property. When Britain hatched the plan to snatch the land, they gave you a legal fiction. Now that's the jam you find yourself stuck in. You're such a cool victim, indoctrinated in Rockefeller's public school system. Your presidents work directly for the crown, truly. I did my due diligence, cause it's my dedicated duty. Fuck bureaucrats trying to fool me. The Commonwealth is dying to rule me. All I can tell them is welcome up with time to fool me. Thank you so much for coming.
You could be free again.
Oh, that would be grand.
Only if you would see my friend.
First, you must understand.
They pathologically pretend.
Hoping to get you on the ship.
Let them persuade you to agree with them.
That's it.
And it'll never cease to end.
Perpetual conflict.
Free again.
Indeed, you could take the shackles off.
But have you ever really been?
According to maritime admiralty law,
you never will be free, my friend.
If you fail to reclaim
your tax money they freely spend on wars that never seem to end. United States is not a country, but a corporation contractually created by the Constitution. Let there be no debate. Your founding fathers intended you be a citizen of your respective state, not a citizen of the U.S. domiciled in Washington, D.C. Oh, yes. Prior to 1921, upon arrival, the birth of babies was recorded in the family Bible. But after the Great Depression, people really lost their noodles, so they signed a document that simply squandered all their scruples, joining the ranks of former slaves' children, becoming a 14th Amendment citizen. The Social Security Act, written by actors, manufactured to make it look like a beautiful package. Too bad you never heard the news. The Social Security Act equals voluntary servitude. Notice this deceptive language. You bow to tyranny again. And voluntarily, my friend, 14th Amendment citizen, you better learn to speak to them if you want to be free again.
The President of the United States don't answer to the Queen. He answers to some shadowy cat that you've never seen. Frank Van Der Cliff wrote about it in the Evening Post. Now the creature from Jekyll Island is robbing you blind while he's smiling at you, cause he's just a ghost.
To get a job in America, you need an SSN.
To go to work in Canada, you need a card people call a sin. They've changed their names, but it's all the same, no matter where you've been.
They declared an emergency in 1933, and it certainly speaks to the state you're in.
I got a son that I cannot call a kid. If I have my way, I'ma get him off the grid. I got a beautiful girl named Sophie on the way.
And if they try to stick a little chip in my children, forget the gazillion, they really gonna have to pay.
Really gonna have to pay. Pay.
You have no fear anymore. You're completely free.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass. I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the shape of a war theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
And yeah, you're still in tune to the craziest nation ever on the internet and around the world. Of course, it's Delicious, your host, Ron Beck, and I'm fucking around a little bit like that. Right now, I'm sitting in a studio with three women, and they're talking about breast cancer and tanning beds. I'm not really one getting into that topic or subject or anything like that. They're talking about going out when the cold weather hits, tanning in the snow. You know, who knows? But there's so many different cancers out there today that we just don't know about, and more coming with more chemicals should they feed you. Of course, tonight's topic is on courts. And I'm not talking tennis courts, basketball courts, or the other court like that. We're talking about the criminal and civil court system of America. So that's what we're going to get into, but we're going to whip it around a little bit more and, you know, play some shit, and we'll get into it eventually. I'm just slow and old right now, but that's it. That's the way it works. That's the way of the world.
Thank you. would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that keep us apart. I wish you could know what it means to be me. Then you'd see and agree that every man should be free. I wish I could give all I'm longing to give. I wish I could live like I'm longing.
A noble piece of paper with reason. society, a struggle but they died in vain. And now democracy is a ragtime on the corner, a hoping for some rain. It's looking like he's hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops. They're watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace signs that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. And all of the hillers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul from a winter in America. And don't you think it's a crime? Tina out there on the avenue all by herself. Sure need help from the bottle. I seen her, get your man tried to help her. Oh, she cussed him on and hit him in the head with the bottle. They turn to me, they ask me, kill now. Don't you think it's a crime?
Talk to you for just a minute or so. tonight's, you know, show is about court systems, and I'm going to get into a couple cases tonight later on, and we'll go through all that funny shit. I was in court tonight. We're looking around, sniffing around, see what's going on. And in a particular case that I'm fucking watching is one for DUI. Favorite case of DUI, I mean, the big money maker. But the problem with this one, the operator, supposed operator of the motor vehicle was in a parking lot with the vehicle off and sleeping. But the charge is operating a motor vehicle on a public roadway while intoxicated. But that was not the case. As the complainant was a motel clerk, stating the fact there was a woman there did a real speed check on a person sleeping in their car. So they turned it on to a whole different fucking, whole different story altogether. And I'll get into that a little bit later on. That's the problem with what we see now. They are predatorial. They're looking for money. Anything you do, they can throw something at you to collect money from you. That's the way it works. the servant protect that, they use that as a perfect con job to everybody. To make you think that they're protecting you. That's not the case. They're protecting their own personal interest in making profit and money because they are a business, and that's what it's about.
Yeah.
But I've seen tonight, with actual circuit clerks, more or less calling the fucking shots in court, and that was pretty funny. So I said, well, there's a couple under the color law problems we have going on there that should be passed on to the folks, but that's how it's going. It's strictly about money. That's all it is. There's no victim. There's no damage. There's no fraud. No, nobody's hurt. Nothing. I do not promote people drinking and driving. I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not giving legal advice. But the simple fact of it is, if a person's in the car, and there again, you have no blood alcohol content, no BAC, you have no visual, no nothing about witnessing this vehicle on the road driving, so you really don't have a case. So, you know, that's just the way it falls out of the slot. But it's the way they make money, by bullshitting you. And it's insane. It became completely where it's a crime. They're actually committing crimes against people. You know, and the right to travel. You know, a lot of people don't understand that right to travel. They don't want you to know. They don't want you to know the reality. They want you to believe in lies. And that's what we catch a lot now anymore. It's all about the money. All comes down to money. Why does everything in most court cases have to do with fucking money? And that's what it is. It's all about money. They don't care about your personal life. And I heard it quoted from a judge before. He loves destroying people's lives. I mean, they get kicked off of that shit. That control over people's lives just to fucking ruin them. And they do it all the time. I mean, look at Child Family Services. That's another one. You know, it all comes back there again, back to the court system, which is completely tyrannical. It's out of control. And if it's wrong, it's right to them. It's kind of a fucked up situation we see all the time. That's why I like to change. That's what my whole point is. I'm not talking about president of that shit. You know, again, that's the political debate and bullshit. You know, it's insane. You know, that's the way it works out, you know. But, hey, eventually, you know, maybe it'll eventually stop. People will catch on. But they're not. They're completely dumbfounded at the fact of what they have, what's right and what's wrong, what rights they do have. And people have a lot of rights. And they're being taken away from them. All of us, me, you, and everybody else. You have no more rights. They're coming to a fucking end. So hang it up. It sucks, but it's reality. You all know it. I know it. It's the way it is. So I know everyone who's listening to this show or in the archives or whatever. You know, at some point in time, you have been fucked by the system. You know, your hard-earned money, not only are they taking it from you out of your paycheck and everything else you do, for every change of money, they make money off you. I mean, they have the best business going, a job, a business where you don't have to do nothing. People give you money because they want something. It's like every time you buy something, a hamburger or a fucking bottle of beer or a soda or a new fan at Walmart, whatever, you have to pay them to be allowed to buy that. Does that make sense? But that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. You've got to give them money in order to, it's like you're paying for permission to fucking buy that. But people don't get it. Ain't that some bullshit? Crazy, ain't it? But that's what but it all comes back there again. Its end comes back to the courts again. It always winds up there because nobody can make a decision or nobody can fucking, you know, come to an agreement between two people anymore. Is that the way it is? And then you got all these fucking TV courts going on, all these fucking ambulance chases on TV. Have you been hurt in an accident? The tractor trailer run the fuck over you? Was you hit by a fucking train? Was you a plane collision? We need big business. We want big money. We'll get it for us. I mean, you. That's how it works. Divorces, that's another one. That's another, you know, civil fucking court case I love. Divorces are so drawn out so damn long, so lawyers make money. It's a mudslinging fucking contest every time. You know, civil cases, me, you know, fuck, it took you fucking 5 minutes to get married, now it's taking you 5 years to get out of it. Now, what kind of bullshit is that? You know, he did this, she did that, the kids this, kids that, blah, 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 blah. You know, man, come on. Life is too short to fuck around with that. Really, if people don't want to be together, just fucking split the sheets, walk away. Bam, done, it's over. Too fucking easy. Because everybody wants something. Who's the winner? They're getting back to them. It's a sad setup, but we live it every fucking day. We do it all the time. It gets crazier by the fucking minute. Anyway, all I can say, you know, something like this, man.
Maestro. Fuck you. Fuck you. Don't worry.
Thank you.
There you go. I had to play that one. That was a good old song. But anyway, yeah, back into the thing. I don't know if everybody watched the presidential debate. I didn't yesterday. Didn't have a chance to. But I was on a show afterwards. And, you know, I just kind of like watching Dances with the Stars, isn't it? It's getting more of a showcase thing than a presidential debate. I just don't see it. It's getting funny. You know, is it comes to the point where we have to be entertained with it now? It's going to be entertainment? Ha. Who knows? Who knows what's next? I mean, that's just the way it is. But I want to say hey to my guests out into my chat room. I got two people here tonight. Wow. I'm really packing them in. But, hey, I'm not responsible either. I don't do this show every day, so I just do it at will kind of thing when I have opportunity and time. But I have not had no time in some time because I've been busy with 20,000 other things. I can only go so fucking far, man. But I'm here tonight with you. So you can't complain too bad. I mean, I would. I'd bitch a bit. Now, Ron's on here tonight. Damn it, son of a bitch. But anyway, no. But, hey, I love doing these shows. They're fun to do. Learn, meet a lot of new people, a lot of fun new people and friends. But, yeah, it's all about crazy, crazy politics. Craziest world. It drives you nuts. It will send you to a nut house. Every one thing has so many different meanings in it. You say one thing, but I thought you meant this. And that's how the courts are interpreted. You know, it's not what you think is. You don't understand me. Understand doesn't mean that to them. What I understand, when you say understand from them, they're saying you stand under me. Not that you get it. Do you get it? You know, you can't say understand. Do you get it? No, people just don't get it. They just don't seem to understand it. I don't pray for collapse that's going to come. Do I want to see my lifetime? Of course I don't. Am I going to kill myself over it? No, of course not. But some people believe that shit. They actually do shit like that. It's crazy. But, the simple reality is you got to live life the way you want to live it and try to live the way you can. But the problem of it is you got this in your way of preventing you from having an easy life. It's a continuous rat race all the time between everybody, every political spectrum, everybody around. We all go through the cycle of this to where it's got to be a race. The race is on constantly, and that's where we have run into our biggest problems are. We make more out of it. Well, let's say making mountains out of molehills. Let's try that one, for instance. That's always when it kind of, gets you there. But, anyway, I'm going to flip another song up, and I'll get back with you in a moment.
It took a month, another 1 million Iraqis got killed. Believe me, they weren't all terrorists.
Your government will go anywhere to stage terror. Kill a million Iraqis with military fervor. Total Information Network doesn't bother you. Social architects, they poke and they prod at you. Many tend to look away and gaze at Jupiter. Whenever I tell them that they really praise Lucifer. Your Masonic bling is a certified disaster. Pluck you off the porch, then I'm coming for your master. Mr. Politician, you are nothing but a showpiece. Made to get hit with tomatoes, and you know these. Bills you're introducing that spoil the Constitution. Are written by jokers sitting at the Royal Institution. Fascinated by the fascination of a fascination. Eager to induce in you a sweat-triggered vaccination. Ancient Korean accepted to strangulate them with their apron. Now you will be treated to worshipful grand masturbation. This is not a conspiracy theory. The facts speak loudly for those who see clearly. Speak the truth on their porch, the clowns merely stick their fingers in their ears like they can't hear me. This is not a conspiracy theory. The facts speak loudly for those who see clearly. Speak the truth on their porch more than rarely. They cover up their ears, but I know they can hear me.
Yeah. bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to take grace. And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Monday, ain't it? Every day Monday? Yeah, man, every day is a Monday. Every day is a Monday. We live in this hell we live in. But anyway, yeah, man, like I said, you know, it's a disruptive system. You need to take a look at it. Do the research, like I mentioned, about the birth certificate. Look at your birth certificate. Look at the information on that thing and show that you're not you. You're under a, you know, false pretense of it. That's what it says. That's what it is. You have no amendment rights because of that. You're a corporation. You only have corporate rules from the corporate rulers. But anyway, I'm going to get into something different, so I'm going to get off the show here. Anyway, there's a fun one, kind of, but I hate to cut the show short. You know, I got like 45 minutes left I could do. There's other things I can do besides this. But anyway, hey, this is your host, Ron Beck. I'm going to sign off for now, and we will see you next time we're on the air. So behave yourself, do something right for each other, and party on.
bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, we're gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust. Ow! Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey! Another one bites.